O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 14, verses 21 through 29. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to His Eye is on the Sparrow by Charles Hutchinson and Savilla Durfee Martin, sung here by Kristen Getty and Heather Headley. Chimes and bird calls set up this arrangement like a lullaby. The early 20th century hymn is sung with ease and vocal ornamentation in an R&B style.
When I know that Jesus is my heart. John 14, verses 21 through 29. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe.
In 1992, Gary Chapman came out with the now famous book called The Five Love Languages. After many years counseling couples, he concluded that there were five love languages and everyone has a primary one. The five languages are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. And the major idea of the book is that people receive love differently. And in a relationship, it's really important to discover how the other person likes to be loved. So you can imagine a marriage where maybe the husband loves through acts of service, but the wife doesn't care too much about that. So he does the laundry and then gets confused when she doesn't perceive that as an act of love. Well, when we come to the Bible, thankfully we find a God who is very clear about what it means to love him. He doesn't invite us to love him, but then leave us in the dark as to how. Instead, Jesus tells us exactly what it means to be in a loving relationship with him. He tells us, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. It's through obedience that we show our love for Christ. And in this passage, he gives us the motivation for obedience, the goal of obedience, and the power for obedience. First, the motivation. Some people think the Bible is just full of rules and that all God really wants is for us to just be morally good people. But Jesus gives us a different vision of obedience. He tells us that love is the real motivation. We say no to sin and yes to Jesus because we love him. We delight in him. We desire to know him deeper. And that's the goal of obedience, communion. In verse 23, he says, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Through our obedience, we grow into deeper and deeper fellowship with God. We experience his presence and his intimacy. But Jesus doesn't just give us a bunch of rules and tell us to get to work. Instead, he sends the Spirit into our hearts. He sends the Helper who takes God's word and implants it within us. He gives us the peace of Christ in all circumstances. May we find fresh encouragement today to obey Jesus out of love. In these next few moments, pray that he would empower and strengthen you to internalize his commandments, that they would be written on your heart, that you would meditate on them and delight in them, so that you might experience the sweet communion of knowing God and being known by him.
Let's close now with this prayer from John Bradford. Let your mighty hand and outstretched arm, O Lord, still be our defense. Your mercy and loving kindness in Jesus Christ, your dear Son, our salvation. Your true and holy word, our instruction. Your grace and Holy Spirit, our comfort and consolation unto the end and in the end. Amen.